What's up, everybody? This is Vishal Mitchell, and you're listening to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, everyone. It's a thankful Thursday, and we are so thankful to have this young lady on board with us this morning. We are in the fifth part of her series, Black in America. Who is Black in America? You already know who she is. She is one of the lovely ladies of CNN, Miss Soledad O'Brien.
Hey, hey, good morning.
Hi. Good morning to you.
You have been busy this morning. We've been watching you.
Yes.
swamped, but all good, all good. On our latest project, Black in America, can you believe it's our fifth one? It seems like it was yesterday when we were launching our very first one. But I think this one kind of goes to the core of what we've been trying to do over the last 5 years. You know, what does it mean to be black in this country? Mm-hmm. This one asks the question, you know, who counts as black, and how do we determine? Is it society that says you're black? Is it history that says you're black? Or do individuals get to say if they're black or not black? It was a real fascinating journey for me.
Yeah, we know it has changed in America, as you said. I mean, you have so many now, biracial couples, and just talk about some of the things that this documentary will expose to us and helping to understand and get a clear definition of what black in America is.
We focus on two young women who are in a poetry workshop, and one of the girls is, her parents are from Egypt. So in her mind, she's like, listen, I'm African. I'm more African than some of the other people in this room. And yet black people like to think of me as Middle Eastern and not African. Why am I not African? My parents are from Africa. Mm-hmm. She said, I should be considered black. One of her best friends is a young woman whose mother is black. Her father is white. And she says, you know, if you were to look at her, and you'll see her in this documentary, Afro, light-skinned black girl, to me, looks like a black girl. Right. And she says, you know, I feel uncomfortable saying black. I don't really identify with being black. My dad raised me. My mom wasn't in the picture. You know, why can't I just be me? Yeah. And I think that's an interesting question. You know, is there, who gets to say what we are? And does society allow everyone to just be, oh, I'll just be me? You know, I don't know that society does. I think society looks at that young lady and says, you're black, and looks at the other young lady whose name is Becca and says, you're not. You look Middle Eastern. And so it's really an exploration of these labels and how we then ascribe value to those labels and skin colors.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to the wonderful Soledad O'Brien, exploring racial and ethnic identities in Black in America. The fifth part of the series is Who is Black in America? It's going to debut this Sunday at 8 p.m. and again at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Pacific Time. Now, Soledad, we know the history of America, and we know that some southern states still have on the books rules about blackness and, you know.
In the documentary, we talk about the one drop rule. And,
right.
And that, as you guys know, but others don't, is that rule that said if you have one drop of black blood, you are then black. And, and I'm curious to know why that rule, of course, comes from slave days, colonial times. But why do so many black people, myself included, ascribe to it? Right. I'm black because my mother's black. Mm-hmm. My dad is white. My mother's black. And when I was growing up in an all-white suburb of Long Island, my parents are very clear, you know, you are black, and you're black, and you're Latina, and don't let anybody tell you you're not. And I remember as a kid thinking, like, who's the they that's going to tell me I'm not?
Right,
you know,
right.
Our family was, you know, we had these afros, and, you know, so the idea that, but my parents were very intentional and very strong in helping us create our identity.
Right.
So to me, a lot of that, right, was based on this one drop rule. If your mother's black, you are black. Yeah. If you have a grandparent who's black, you are black. But a lot of people, I think, don't necessarily accept that. They reject that. Mm-hmm. This young woman, Nio, for example, would say, you know, my dad's white. Why am I not equally white and equally black? I don't think we answer questions in this documentary. I think the goal is to sort of raise and talk about these images because, of course, what really follows is the values we ascribe, right? Why does it matter?
Yes.
Because, of course, we discriminate against people based on skin color.
Yeah.
It actually does matter if society thinks you're black or white or somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think it's going to enlighten our eyes when I look at the U.S. Census report where it found 1 in 7 American newborns of mixed race and then 3 in 20 marriages are interracial. It's going to open our eyes to a brand new America. It's not the same that we're used to. Because if he's black, he's white. You're going to see a new America today. So I'm excited about this documentary. And set it up again for Soledad so everybody know when to watch it.
The documentary is going to air on Sunday on CNN at 8 p.m. and then repeats at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm very excited. And thank you so much for having the courage to do these because they're eye-opening. Yes. I mean, even for those of us who call ourselves African-American and Black, they are very eye-opening. And we love you so much here at the Yolanda Adams Morning
Show. Thank you for the support. As always, I'm really grateful.
Once again, Ms. Soledad O'Brien explores racial and ethnic identities in Black in America, the five-part series, Who is Black in America? Remember, it's this Sunday on CNN at 8 p.m. and it will rebroadcast at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and, of course, Pacific Time.